Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas.
And this is our podcast, which is called I Don't Usually Find Women Funny, But...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Oh, you're the one.
I'm the one.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's for you on the top boy.
No, I like some little bits of like thing. Right on our TikTok.
sorry, Alice. That is because Alice is only on the audio, isn't she?
Oh yeah, Alice.
So Alice, sorry. That was a flag. That was a Cornish flag.
On a coach.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like fireworks.
Doesn't it?
So what were you saying on the TikTok?
Oh, on our TikTok for this podcast. For some reason, the timeline, because I've been going on the timeline because I think you need to be active on it for them to share your videos.
Okay.
So I've been going on the timeline, and for some reason, all the timeline is Shameless, the US Shameless clips of that.
And is that from you?
Yeah, from me going
not
through.
From me.
I'm like, I've never watched Shameless, the US one, and I want to watch it because there's clips. I'm like, that's quite funny, and that's quite, you know, there's good bits in it. And the like, relationships, from what I've seen on the TikToks, all the relationships between the characters. But I just know it's very stressful, and there's lots of fighting as well.
Mm.
And I just.
Well, did you watch the British one?
Clips of it.
Why are you only watching clips? This is the modern... I'm sorry, Anna, I'm going to be like an old lady here, but this is exactly what is wrong with the modern world today.
No, when I say clips of the UK one, it was like I'd watch it when I was on TV and I'd see little bits of it. And
oh,
sort of,
so not. Because that's what... You know, the kids, they just... So I'll be like, what are you doing? And they will watch YouTube videos that are the summary of a film that they haven't watched yet.
I've done that. Right.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've done
it's
that
mental.
I just can't be bothered watching whole films. Unless it's something I know I'm going to bloody love after time. I know we went to the cinema the other day, but...
Well, in fact, because... I agree with you when it comes to a three-hour film because we were going to watch The Batman and The Batman can go suck a bag of dicks because I'm not sitting there for the anyone for 3 hours. I found towards the end the dog was a bit long.
Was it called The Dog as well?
No.
Oh,
I just added that for effect.
A very good effect as well.
That's what I do, Anna, you know. But at the end, I felt sad.
Oh, yeah, should we say before? It was a dog, and it was the dog doesn't get put down, but there's a risk that it might get put down in the film.
Well, don't fucking say. People might. You've now done what we have just slagged people off for doing, and you've just cut to the end. You are like a clip in a person.
We watched Batman and Batman didn't get put down.
The Batman.
I just, apparently there's a Nirvana song in it, I think, in that Batman, and that's the only reason I want to watch it because I quite like that song, but I could just listen to it on Spotify.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's in Batman. It's in one film track, one of the songs in Nirvana. I listen to too much Nirvana, but one of them has jumped right up to the top in the top lead in Spotify. And I think it was, it's called Something in the Way. That one.
Something in the Way.
If I listen to that song when I'm in the wrong mood, I go into straight teenage flump. Like,
yeah. Because it's, I mean, wow. Listeners. I do not know a song that starts with such a low, which is so, because it goes, the word, your decibels are, if you're not clinically depressed by the beginning, you're probably going to have shot yourself.
Oh, definitely. But I'm surprised it might be a brown. Do you know about brown noise? I'd believe you if you said there's brown noise in that song. Mm. It's just something going on.
And is it called brown noise because of the shit?
Yeah, I think so.
That's horrible.
Isn't it? It's just straight to the point. You just made it something.
But then is it horrible or is it just preparing you?
Preparing you for brown noise.
Yeah, so it must be that. It's very interesting because you remember when everyone kicked off about, which was interesting because I watched a film the other day and I thought, oh, well, that song's also in that, and people didn't kick off about that. I can't remember what that was, but anyway. But with The Joker, people were kicking off because Gary Glitter, I'm the Leader, was in that. People like...
But is he still alive?
I don't know, like a lot of them, a lot of people that are Romans, if you're listening, Gary, they end up in Cornwall.
Cornwall?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
Fucking sneaking. Because it's so, at the end of the, get this right, this is a horrible story, I think I've said this before, and we might need to, can you make sure that we get out of this topic straight after?
So I think Nirvana, right, yeah.
I was once in Staples, the stationery shop, and then I was having an executive chair race with my brother.
Yeah.
And then I accidentally wheeled.
No.
In not Gary Glitter.
No, I thought an animal died or something.
No, we're talking about paedophiles and murderers. I think that would be good if I did.
Run over, not run over with Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
With the chair.
But anyway, so I wheeled into this person and then I looked at their face, I went, oh, sorry. And then I looked at their face and I was thinking, where do I know that face from? And then I was, and it was,
How do you recognise it? Oh my god.
She had a very distinctive face.
Is it?
Do you remember her face?
No, I don't know of her.
Well, I remembered her face.
But yeah, what'd she say?
No, I just went, because I didn't know, you are.
Yeah, you are.
And then I just went, like,
rolled away.
Yeah. And then they said to Joe, that my brother, and then he's still scooting around and went, it's lost the fun for me, this joke.
Rich, really tardy experience. I was having a lovely chair race.
Though, aren't you? Yeah. Would you be happy to carry on with your executive chair race after you've, you know... No, sorry. Why have I done this to you?
Why have I done this?
Oh, Gary Glitter. And what's it called in the... I want to listen to something in the way. I used to love Nirvana. Did you have a? I think everyone had to have. It was. I imagine we are quite similar in the way of the as teenagers is. I had the Kurt Cobain poster on my wall.
I learned him after a teenager, which is sad, really sad, isn't it?
No, so I think you've waited until you know who you are and you're ready to commit.
Yeah, I accidentally came into... My sister's a big Nirvana fan, I think. She's got, like... I think she's got the smiley face on her back. She's got a smiley face, but I don't know whether it's the Nirvana one. I think it is, because she's got cross eyes.
Yeah, unless she's like an old-school raver.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, little emo she was when she was younger. But, like, she... So she uses this, and I remember we'd have Kerrang on loads in the house, and when they had the music channels, and Smells Like Teen Spirit would come on a lot. And when I was younger, you know how I am now, I'm anxious, I can't even watch like gangster films or anything, so I'm like, too much fighting. So then Teen Spirit, like, it's very, rah, 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 when I was younger. But then I don't know what happened in the last, like, I don't know, maybe 6 years, I don't know, maybe more. I watched one Kurt Cobain documentary and I was like, I love this person. Not in that way, but like, I don't know, I really like his writing, his music, like their music and that, and just his interviews and seeing him like...
Is he an eloquent fellow?
He's a very like soft, you can have like temper bits and stuff, but like, he seems quite like, he's got like soft and poetic and like, at work, I don't know.
And when you said not in that way, did you mean I don't want people to think that I am sexual about the
famous just like, oh, I like Nirvana because they're just really fancy cooking. I really like Nirvana as well. But I can't listen to them if I'm in a sad head. I cannot listen.
No.
Because I just know it'll just take me a nosedive. Like, they've just got...
Well, it's so far. I was talking to Marv about this the other week. In a way, it's because I've been telling him for a very long time that he, because Marv, like, conspiracies and whether you think certain things are or aren't or whatever, but he's, you know, the world's run by this person and that. And I said, you need to stop listening to this music because whether you believe it, whether you think it's right or not, it's sending you fucking mad because you think everyone's out to get you and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it's important we know the truth. And then the other day he came scuttling past because he's part Beatle. And he said, I think you were right about that. I said, definitely right. It's not being naive, not wanting 24/7 in your ears about, because when we're miserable, we listen to more miserable stuff.
Oh, yes.
And you can't do it.
I don't let myself wallow anymore with it.
No.
Like, I mean, you have to have a little bit of wallow time. I think that's good. But, like...
I think I've got minimal wallow music, though.
There's one song that was my top song for, like, 2 years.
Spotify,
and it's Kurt Cobain's cover of... What's that, Beatle? And I Love Her.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Oh, my God. It's from... Oh, it's so, like, down and... But it's really sweet at the same time.
But you were deeply depressed constantly for 2 years on Spotify.
Just it would just be when I was sad, I would put that song on a loop and I would just be in bed listening to that over and over in bed, like, awful, isn't it?
Oh, I do that where I just listen to the same song over and over again, and then eventually are you like, oh, I cannot have any more of that song. But you still like that song.
Oh, I love it. Like, but I can't listen to it because it's just so. He wrote some very good songs to wallow to. Although he didn't write that, he did a cover. But the original was a lot more upbeat than that one, don't you know?
Yeah, I do that. When my just to be more depressive, when my mum died and then I came back up on the train from Cornwall, I listened to the our playlist for the funeral over and over again. And it was just so miserable. But then a while ago, I was on the Peak District. You know, Spotify sometimes goes offline or whatever. I didn't know what had happened, but because I had to have that playlist downloaded, Spotify was just playing. And I was like, okay, Google, please. Oh. And there's the song he chose for it was like Leonard Cohen, and that is like a fucking 10 million that ain't no way to say goodbye, is
oh,
it?
No.
So that is like, and then for some reason, well, I know the reason, but because my mum loved Coldplay, it was her only flaw. She was a wonderful woman. Yeah. But yeah, she really let herself down with that one. And so we thought, we're going to have some Coldplay. So for some reason, I don't know why, and my dad is now on the Patreon, and so I do hold you responsible, Father, is that... So, because I don't know who suggested it, but I take responsibility, and I think, Father, it was your responsibility to tell us what are we thinking. So, as everyone was coming in, we played Coldplay, Fix You. She's gone. There's no fixing.
Oh, no.
Isn't it just the weirdest thing? Like, it's just so cringe.
Oh, I think I'd cry from the get-go. That song gets me going. Like, in a cryy way.
But... Yeah, but I just think it was just... I mean, start a little... Come along now. It is just... And so... Because that is a very prominent... Isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
Oh... Too much. And then because Kiri, another comedian, God bless her, she, when this was happening, she picked me up from the train station. We went for tacos, and it was such a wonderful taco place. Oh, can you hear music? But it doesn't. Was it you?
I think it might be good.
Oh,
come back to that fact in a bit.
Oh,
there's something to do with that sound.
Is it a secret bomb that lives in your jumper?
Come on, boy, she's got us.
You'll come up
drunk.
And I was telling Gary about that. In fact, I don't
know about the Coldplay.
Yeah, because I think maybe that was. Although, what did I tell her that before the funeral? I should have known. And she was saying that she had a friend that was their, like a couple, their song, when, like, you know, when couples have song.
Yeah.
And then...
It's Fix You. If someone said that to me, I can fix you, Anna, I'd be like, fuck off.
Oh, yeah. It's
I mean,
like...
I need fixing, but how dare you say that?
And that I'm so busy, it's not our song.
Yeah. The, we don't be like, the invention.
That embodies our disaster.
Oh, my God. That might be one of the worst songs to set as, like, a couple song.
I think because I was so blanketed in grief that I didn't even, when she was telling me that, I didn't even think of that.
The lights will guide you home, and I will fix you.
It's more like the only way it would really be suitable, perhaps, would be if someone was
a stray cat.
Oh, I was thinking that they were a lighthouse keeper.
Lights will guide you home, and I will fix you.
Yeah.
What, they're singing to the lighthouse?
Well, yeah, like, because the light is a little bit wonky.
Wonky, and I'm going to fix you.
Yeah, like, because they're trying their best to get to them, but the light's facing the opposite way.
If they did a lighthouse, I think they've got... It's not an issue with whatever song they choose. They can choose the blooming Macarena. They dedicate the song between them and the spouse, which happens to be a lighthouse.
No, but their beloved is manning or personing.
But they're saying, I'm going to fix you. Not you. Not you in the window.
No, they're the lighthouse that is associated with them.
And they're both singing together to the lighthouse. Alright, in that situation,
I don't know why I'm arguing this so
much. Look, as part of the lighthouse community, that we've never had a song.
Oh dear. And then you know the song These Arms of Mine? Otis Redding, these arms of mine.
It's like he's in the room.
I think my dad suggested that one, and we were like, brilliant. So we were listening to it, we were like, this is perfect. And then, thank God, we listened till the end, because he just got like weirdly sexual.
I knew it was coming,
like, yeah. Like, right, oh, yeah, baby. And, this yeah. Was just, like,
and then I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and we were like,
you'd have to laugh, wouldn't you? Like, I'm awful at being like.
But then I think often at funerals, it's never. It's just the whole situation doesn't warrant laughter anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, say if there was a funeral and we were there, well, what a wonderful funeral. Mm. But it would, like, we could have a laugh about it, but always it's relatives and fucking, and then it's the. Like, at my mum's, it was the random. Like, my mum worked at this place for so many years and got on so well with the guy that owned it, but then he sent this guy that my mum hated and he hated her. But we were so picky and it was so small and only non-knobheads. So the fact that this knobhead snuck in, we were livid. So, I don't know what my point was there.
Funerals aren't very funny places.
Yeah, well, you can't just have a laugh because it's all. Although I'll tell you what was funny. So, I don't think this is offensive. So this woman down the road. So this was before I drove. So the woman down the road, but my mum really got on well with her, and she lived in like this gated bit. So then when my mum died, me and my brother and dad were like sort of loitering around the gate so we could tell this woman that my mum had died. And then she was just so lovely. And then so she brought her, she's got a son that's got Down syndrome, so she brought him to the funeral because he couldn't be left by himself.
Yeah.
So they're playing snooker. But there's shutters.
It sounded like the dun 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 dun.
So her son came to the funeral, And then, so my brother and his girlfriend, so they were saying goodbye, but the woman that lived down the road, because you couldn't walk to the crematorium because it was too far away, so the lovely woman down the road gave us all a lift.
Oh,
so then we were waiting to get a lift back into town. And then, but my brother was saying goodbye to his girlfriend. So they were having like a, what am I kissing? Like, they were alone because I was in the air, it's inappropriate. But they were sort of holding hands and having a kiss. And then the woman that lived on the road, son, just didn't understand, like, that it just wasn't appropriate. So he was.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So they were having this moment, and then he was just
right next to them.
Just like this. And then no one knew what to do. No one knew whether to, like, because they were having their moment. And then we didn't. So then everyone was just sort of turned their back and then left him. So just
leave them three, have their moment. Did your brother not go, there's someone close to us, let's stop? Like, where's his spidey senses there?
My brother's not, won't be on the picture, but my dad will agree with this. So my brother is 30, so maybe 31 now, but he is, he's sort of been mollycoddled, and we all think of him as younger, and so he left to go to uni, but then sort of came back and maybe this sort of sums him up quite well. So he worked in an accountant's and then left because he found it too corporate, and now he works in Dunelm. So he's like a,
right.
So he's like a sort of
matches to his own drum dish, no?
Yes. Yeah. The problem is that his girlfriend, this is weird actually, side note. So my brother got let go from a job and didn't know how to, so he's had this girlfriend for like 10 years now. Brother got let go from this job, didn't know how to tell her, so was turning up to meet her every day in his uniform of the job that he no longer has. For over a year.
That's something that was a sitcom, but that is not like.
It's just like, over the years when people are like, because people automatically think that I'm like the odd one, but over the years it's like, do you know what? Just because he wears brown and it's like cords and stuff doesn't make him less odd,
Exactly. Cords hide multiple sins.
They do.
Including pretending you're working at a job, turning up in a bloody uniform.
Every day for well over a year, maybe two.
Oh my gosh.
So the problem is that these two are, and it's not in fact a problem, because I think naturally in relationships you'll maybe have someone that's a bit more ambitious than someone, so someone with a bit more get up and go, but these two. So he lives in mum's house that dad now lives in, now that mum is no longer there. And then his girlfriend lives with her parents. And then they've sort of got no desire
to move in together.
Well, they started to once, and then her parents were strange about it. And then they were inventing, they went to a house and they were like, oh, this wall is, I'm sure it's at an 181 degree angle. They were making weird, like excuses that weren't reasons for her not to. So,
ooh, there's owls in the walls.
Yeah, like, exactly. Me and Martha trying to follow an owl last night.
In the wall?
No, we.
What?
Over there? We ran a wall. talk, and then we heard an owl. So we were trying to reach the owl, and then I said, "Gavin, that owl is up that tree." And then he got a massive torch out of his pocket, shone it on the tree, and then the owl shut up.
Then why would you do that?
What, shine the light
to scare an owl?
Yes. He just has. Let me tell you this, Anna. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, went on a walk. I said something hilarious. He wasn't happy. Shone his torch in my face, and then for 24
like
hours
owl.
Later, yeah, for 24 hours later, I had those spots in my eyes. And then the following day, 24 hours later, that's how they work. When the owl, because I was in the crossfire of the torch owl scenario, and then I'd only just lost the spots in my eyes, and they came back.
Yeah, somebody needs to take that torch off of Marvin.
Yeah, because his job incorporates a torch. You see,
what is this? A woodland. Woodland carpenter, but it sounds like carpenter.
And then because he likes to think, well, because he thinks that the world could start, imploding at any minute, so he can have his torch that will also double up as a weapon. And that's what I'm dealing with.
Oh, I've started thinking like that, though. I panicked. Like, yesterday at the shop, I panicked, and I was like, maybe I should be
stocking up.
So I bought one can of tomato soup. So, hey, come at me, apocalypse, I'm ready. I've got my tomato soup.
I love that. I love that in your brain you went, because I assume you don't eat much tin, so that was where you went to. You went, right, so I guess best start tinned.
Well, I need some tin, don't I?
So, why did you start with one tin if you've already got tinned?
Well, just some stockpile.
Who are you? Tin. One tin.
Well, actually, now that you say I'm just tin.
So, in conclusion, with my brother and his girlfriends, why they were overly smooching at the funeral is because neither of them live together. So they like, which is quite annoying. They have these like Hollywood moments of, do you know what, Christmas, and that, do you know what, I bite my tongue. Well, wish they would.
Don't give
them ideas. Yeah. The amount of times where I have turned around, gone about my business, say at Christmas time, and I'm looking for presents to give to her or something.
Yeah.
Because she's, don't get me wrong, she's part of the family, and like, she's really lovely, and I really do like her. We got off to because she's from like a family of librarians.
Well,
like,
I don't think you were going to say owls.
She's from a family of owls. She looks a bit like an owl. And,
friendly and big eyes.
Yeah. She's from a church sort of background, and we are who we are. So when we all first met, I remember my mum kicking me under the table, went to this beautiful restaurant, and at first I discovered a little piku peppers.
Oh,
they're like so sweet and delicious. And now I have them in the jars.
Yes, I never tried that.
I'll bring you a jar.
This may see it.
No. More like a little. Ooh. More like that. And I called, so we met her for the first time, and then I called someone a cunt, and my mum she booted me under the table because she was like, "These are good church people, Harriet. Don't think, because you know what I'm like. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'm who I am."
C-word.
Yeah. So I need to stop that, actually. But anyway, so I at Christmas and this has happened a lot. I'll get up to get like a Christmas present for her or something, and then they don't know that I can see them in the reflection of the window.
Oh.
Like instantly, while my back is like, while anyone's back turned, they'll hold hands and like, and it's fucking weird. And it needs to stop. It's not every. This is a public service announcement. It is not.
Stop snogging the family. Like,
and it's not our fault that you don't move in with each other.
Yeah.
That's your fault for this strange behaviour.
But also, I get why they wouldn't, because it just. I don't know.
But it's money and all that. They're quite tight.
Is any energy bills going up and that?
Well, there's no fucking hope now.
Bills.
Yes, please. Sorry, Anna.
Don't be sorry. So, that sound...
Yeah.
Apparently, when Dolly Parton was writing 9 to 5.
Yes.
She was going around to the... I think it was on the set of 9 to 5, isn't it? The same film or something. And she was going around going... I'm scratching my nails... For the podcast listeners, I'm scratching my nails together. How nice. But she's... What's it called?
And that's at the beginning when it goes...
That's her nails.
Wow! Oh no, that's gone a bit mariachi band there.
Get the band out my sleeve, come on, boys. Time.
I think that sounds a little bit like when, because I've heard this, a hedgehog scuttling across the road.
Oh, I love hedgehogs.
And Marv will be there with his torch shining.
Give it a little spotlight and I like strutting.
With a cane.
Cane. A little top hat. Did I tell you about a time I went on a night out in uni? I don't remember. It was when the first time I did like Frosty Jack's, like a whole bottle. I can't remember. It was a challenge.
Oh dear.
But yeah, so drank a whole bottle to myself and that. Didn't sound that mad, but I was like a little 18-year-old, didn't I? Downed
it. I think it is.
Well, I wouldn't do it now. Like, and then went out, and then don't remember much from that night. But apparently, I weed on someone's driveway. Awful.
Oh
but
dear.
Also, all the photos. I had loads of photos on my phone that I don't remember, and I can't find since of me just with a hedgehog. Like, I did like a photo shoot. Like me on the floor with some poor bloody hedgehog.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I wish. I think I've lost that phone. I've lost so many phones. It's actually embarrassing.
We need to see this. All need to see this.
I'll have a see. It might be on my old uni laptop or something. I'll have a look. But yeah, just lost the photos of me and this bloody poor hedgehog on the floor.
People wake up the next day with a kebab in their bed or something, and you're there with this little maybe the hedgehog. Did you wake up with the hedgehog?
Oh my god, imagine I brought it over. You know what? I'm surprised. There must have been someone with me to be like, no, because otherwise, would probably consider. I used to see those are hedgehogs around York and that.
But in Glossop, there must have been an influx. I think we've spoken about this of hedgehogs getting squashed by cars because there's signs everywhere. So I like to think that after your carrying on, there was just signs everywhere of your face.
No photos. No. Keep this girl away from the hedgehog, but the hedgehog bothered her.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I was up North Wales of a day for gig and Blooming saw a sign that just said badgers exclamation mark.
And what about them?
Exactly. Were they enthusiastic? Badgers! Were they enthusiastic about it? Were they warning me about badgers? Were they warning me to stay away from the badgers? Were they saying these badgers are going to mug you?
But they're talking to the wrong person because you love badgers.
I love badgers. Apparently they're bigger than you imagine, and that I really like them.
Have you never seen a badger?
I don't think so.
Oh.
There was what I saw something run across. In front of the car the other day in a safe distance, but it ran into a hedge and I still don't know what that was, but that could have been a badger, but it looked bigger than a dog, but bigger than one of my dogs, smaller than the other.
That's ridiculous. I think it was only yesterday there was a, and this is very sad, there was and I've seen this twice an upside down badger at the side of the road. So it must be like rigor mortis because I've seen it I've seen that twice now, once yesterday and once 6 months.
Was it the same one? No, 6 months. No,
because sadly the first one, how do I say this in a nice way, over the time as I was passing the same area, you saw the
less of it.
Yeah, the decomposition, isn't it?
Oh, badger.
It's a little like an upside down badger table.
Oh!
Yeah. So what should I do then if I see another one? Should I bring it to you?
Absolutely not. I'd never sleep again.
Oh, okay.
I still think about that mole I saw. I went through a weird phase when I was walking my dog. This is a very grim episode, by the way.
I don't know if we're the best of friends.
Yeah.
I think people
possibly.
But it was.
Yeah. But I went through such a weird phase. Like, it must have been like a year ago. It was during lockdowns, I think. So maybe more. But it was like, I was walking the dogs, and nearly every time I'd see something dead on the road.
Mm.
And I can't just walk. I can't walk past something.
So what were you doing? Taking photos?
No, bloody what with it. Selfies with a bloody dead person there. Oh my. No. Oh, a memory just came back in my head of one of them. So I saw like a little tiny mole, so I picked it up and I put it in it, like not with my bare hand, I used a little dog bag, and I picked it up and I put it under, because it was on the side of a dual carriageway-ish. Actually, no, it's on the way to a dual carriage.
You put it in a dog bag and hung it up a tree like
no, swung it last flung it into a tree. I used it to cover my hand and then picked it up and then I kept the dog bag on my hand and put it in a bin. But I put it under the hedge and thing. And then, like, I think it was within the same week, I saw a dead bird. I'm not laughing at the dead bird. Poor thing. I think it'd been hit by a cat, because it was on the side of the road,
yeah,
next to the pig.
But you're hanging out at the side of the roads and then going, what's happening, but there are dead things.
No, but there's more than that. I walk the dogs loads, like, every day. And, like, during lockdowns, I'd be, like, out for, like, 2 hours or something, like, playing with them and, like, walking them. Like, nah. Like, I'd bring water bottles and, like, things for them. So we'd be up ages. Anyway, but I saw a dead bird and, like, I picked it up with the dog bag again to move it away from the road. I just think to give it dignity.
Oh, Anna.
I put it in a hedge. I can't just walk past a dead thing. And I saw another dead bird. I think it must have been the same thing, but, like, the smaller blue tits. But then I moved that again. I phoned my mum with that when I was like, there's a blue tit. This was on the street, and I, like, moved it. I can't just leave it in the middle.
That's so nice of you.
I don't know. Nice. Maybe I need to see a doctor.
No, it's lovely of you.
But I saw this bird, this one, I'm cringing at myself. Because obviously I wasn't okay, because I was upset, I'd just seen this dead thing. So I picked it up with the dog bag, I was going to move into a bush.
Yeah.
Usually there's no one around when I'm walking dogs.
Yeah. Oh,
man walked.
and
that's how I met your father. It's the bird. I married the dead bird. Oh, I'm cringe. I picked it up with the bag. I keep having to say that because I feel like it gives me, I sound more sane,
yeah,
than just picking up bare-handed. But I picked it up and I saw this man and I was walking towards the hedge to put it in. But obviously I had to explain why I just found this on the side of the road. And then he walked away.
Do you know what, though? I don't think anyone, especially with a dog, I think it would be different if you didn't have a dog. But
yeah.
I think anyone that saw anyone with a dead animal, unless, I don't know, you had a fucking llama.
Dragging it along the
neck. Then people would just assume, well, I think they'd assume that your dog had actually attacked the bird.
Oh, well, exactly. I think that part, but he didn't say anything. He just looked at me like I was, had,
yeah,
20 heads.
Well, he didn't
on.
Have, not many people have the
feralness.
No, the loveliness.
But don't encourage me.
I think it's lovely.
I went through such a phase of, like, I swear it was in the same, because I remember saying to my mum, why do I keep coming across all these dead, do you see those dead birds and stuff?
Yeah.
The bird, I just,
I'm seeing dead upside down badger tables.
Oh, I can't. If I saw one of them, I'd cry my eyes out. Why you was, right, I never see this up north, so maybe there's none up here. When I did a gig proper down, was it
deer? Did you see a deer?
Yeah, so one of them. I forgot about that, bloody hell. Yeah, because I was on my mum was on speakerphone with me, and I was like, I swear to God, deer. But I also saw about 3 pheasants.
Oh, they're everywhere up here as well. There's one. Have I seen one recently on my journey? Yeah, the pheasants and grouse are the same thing, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know. It might not even be a pheasant, because I didn't stop
and ask. Yeah, you know the whiskey little creature?
Yeah,
that's a grouse, isn't it? Yeah, I see them regularly.
Oh, why are people into it? Why are they jumping over like... Oh.
Do you know what, though? I will say this. I've actually have had it where a lot of the journeys I do, that, like, the roads are literally in the way of their fucking habitat.
Oh.
So they're just running across thinking that they're just running across their nature.
Yeah.
And then that's why, where I drive, things are dying, because why would you think a fucking big machine is just gonna, because I've had it before where a squirrel just ran into my wheel, ran into my wheels. I literally couldn't have done anything.
No.
And then when I looked, it's an upside down table again.
It was just
I don't know, it was just on its back with his legs up. And then on the way back, it wasn't there, so I'm thinking someone must have had it.
There's someone in Manchester stuffs squirrels, don't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's Manchester.
Because Rob Rouse was telling me he put a sheep in his car once and then went to a gig at the Comedy Store with a dead sheep, forgetting it was the hottest day of the year because he was going to eat it when he got home.
What, he was going to carve into...
I think so.
No. Is he from a family of butchers or something?
I think he's into eating off the land sort of thing, and it's if it's dead anyway, but he forgot it was the hottest day of the year.
My God, so he got in and it's
so
dead.
After his gig, he got in and it was... I think he used to do a bit of ice, I don't know. But it was like sort of combusting, and then in the end, you had to go and roll it down the hill.
Bloody hell, that poor sheep!
Yeah, but it was already dead though, Anna.
Yeah, but Betty, it didn't fight.
Yeah, but no, because you can't pick it up with a bag and put it up a tree.
Yeah, we picked it up and put it in the car.
Yeah, but what I was saying is that he couldn't put it, he couldn't do like you do with your birds.
In a hedge. Someone comes out the garden. Who's left a dead sheep under my hedge? Horrible.
Well, this is our death special. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.